Now, Sydney will soon have a new Anglican Archbishop, and for the first time, it's a person of colour. Kanishka Raphael, currently Dean of St Andrews, was born in England to Sri Lankan parents, coming to Australia at age 7. He's also a former Buddhist, and right now he joins us on Drive. Kanishka, welcome. Thanks for talking to me. And, most of all, congratulations.
Thank you, and nice to be on the show.
Yeah, now, can you first of all tell us about your childhood? Because really, it was a pretty tough start, especially when you arrived in Australia.
Sure. I came to Australia with my family, mother and father, two sisters, in 1972. I was about 7 years old. Within 6 months or so of us arriving, my father tragically had a heart attack and died. He was about 42 at the time. So my mother found herself in a new country, with no sort of family or anything like that, and widowed at 40 with three children.
That must have been an incredible thing for her to somehow battle through.
Yes, of course, when you're 7 years old, you don't realise it. I do remember hearing her, you know, cry herself to sleep at night and wondering what she was crying about. It was a great tragedy.
How did she cope with it? How did she manage to bring up three kids in a new land?
She has passed away now, but she was a very resilient woman. She was very independently minded a tremendous woman. You know, I admire her tremendously.
How did you manage to get to Sydney Uni and study arts law from, you know, such a difficult place?
Oh, well, I mean, you know, Australia is a egalitarian society, a country full of opportunity, and I was a good migrant kid. I worked hard and studied and, got into university, sure.
Something happened to you at university, though, didn't it? You, I don't know quite how it happened, but someone flung you a copy of the Gospel of John.
Well, it wasn't quite as abrupt as that. Actually, he was a good friend, someone I'd known from high school. My background, of course, is Sri Lankan, and so we were raised Buddhist in Australia, which was an unusual kind of experience, I guess. Sydney in the 70s was a little quieter and a lot less multicultural, and so I was a bit of a novelty wherever I went. But in my third year at university, I really decided that I needed to do a kind of adult engagement with my faith of Buddhism, and so I spent the year really reading Buddhism, and I think maybe bolstered by my new confidence, I began to engage my Christian friends about their faith, and that resulted in one of those friends giving me the Gospel of John, which I undertook to read.
What happened when you read it?
My life changed, Richard. That's what happened. In short, having spent the year reading Buddhist scriptures, I was very struck by how different the Gospel of John was. It was transparently historical, clearly talking about a particular man and a particular place at a particular time, and the person of Jesus just emerged from the pages with vitality and vibrancy. And he was unusual. He wasn't like the Buddha. He had friends and enemies. He kind of got into verbal skirmishes and worse in the end. And so I found his character intriguing and provocative and compelling. Ultimately, of course, I decided I was for him.
See, some of your predecessors in this role required a full Billy Graham crusade to get them over the line, but you managed it with a glance at the Gospel of John.
Well, I think it'd be true to say that the Gospel of John has been bringing people to Jesus Christ for a very long time.
even longer than Billy, exactly. People say you give a fine sermon, Kanishka. What makes a good sermon?
Oh, well, first of all, I've got a great subject. Jesus Christ and the love of God, God's rescue plan for people, his welcome and forgiveness, it is the best thing to talk about. So, you know, the first thing you need is a person who loves their topic. And if you're a Christian preacher, then you've got a topic that you love. And then I think, look, the Bible is an ancient text. You've got to do a bit of bridging the gap. You've got to kind of make it sit in the real world. But the Bible is full of God's wisdom and God's purpose for the real world. So it's not as hard as it sounds. And preachers have the opportunities to kind of put their mind to that question. So, yeah, I hope there are lots of people in Anglican churches around Sydney hearing engaging sermons every week, because God's speaking to us through the Bible.
You mentioned the real world, and here's an issue for Sydney Anglicans. A lot of people say you're out of step with a lot of similar churches, especially in the West, in places like Britain and the United States, that we're far more conservative here than Anglicans are elsewhere. They'll mention, for instance, the fact that your predecessor Glenn Davies was such a strong advocate in the gay marriage debate. In fact, $1 million in funding was given from the Sydney Diocese to that No campaign, which annoyed the hell out of some people approved, but annoyed the hell out of other sure. people. If people think you're going to change all that, that's not necessarily the case, is it?
Well, I think, Richard, it's a matter of confidence. I think in Sydney, we've got a tremendous confidence that God is good, that in the Bible, he speaks something that is not only true, but life-giving. And some of the trends around changing that are not necessarily, especially in those Western churches that you referred to that are adopting other kind of patterns of discipleship. They're not marked, really, by great vitality and effectiveness. And what we find is that if you have a genuine, vital, living experience of the love of God, that is life transforming. And, we're not trying to lay down laws or anything like that. We're simply inviting people into relationship with God through faith in Jesus. And it's what he does. I mean, he transformed my life, and every Christian will tell you that Jesus is transforming their lives. It may not be as kind of dramatic as going from Buddhist to Archbishop, but every single Christian knows that the love of God is transforming their lives in ways that they would never have expected, and which are often countercultural.
But it doesn't give you and the other Sydney Anglicans, conservative Sydney Anglicans, pause for thought that if you sat down with, the Archbishop of Canterbury, you'd have much more conservative views than him.
Oh, well, I mean, I don't know the Archbishop of Canterbury personally, but I would think that we would have many, many things in common. One of the things we do every Sunday is kind of have a little declaration of the faith, the Apostles' Creed or something like that. And I would expect the Archbishop of Canterbury and Sydney Anglicans to be 100% agreed on that. So there are particular issues where there may be differences. But actually, core Christianity is the same, not just across the globe, but across denominations as well.
Kanishka Raphael is with us, top Anglican, the new Anglican Archbishop of Sydney, replacing Glenn Davies, who, of course, has been a regular guest here on the Drive Show. Can I just ask you about reconciliation with Indigenous Australians? Because people who know you well say that's an important thing for you.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you very much indeed. I came back to Sydney. I've been away from Sydney in local church ministry and came back in 2016 to take up the role at St Andrew's Cathedral, which is a tremendous privilege. But you can't help kind of walking down George Street and looking at St Andrew's Cathedral and thinking, well, that wasn't always there. And so it's been tremendous for me, a tremendous privilege to meet some local Indigenous people. The Anglican Church in Sydney has a long history of engagement with Indigenous people, and not all of it is something of which we're proud at all. There are some bright lights, including Richard Johnson, the first chaplain, who was particularly concerned for the welfare of Indigenous people. But without a question, much that was not in accordance with the gospel, and which we regret. And I think one of the things that has really affected me deeply is the generosity, the graciousness, and the forgiveness of Aboriginal Christian people who I have met, whose families have been traumatized by the Stolen Generations, whose communities experience, as we know, such disadvantage. Only last week, two more deaths in custody, and yet, as I've met, especially Aboriginal Christian people, I've just been so moved and humbled by their graciousness, their forgiveness, their hope in Jesus, and their hope for better relationships with the wider community.
Good luck with
that. Anyway, that's what I want to do.
Well, good luck with that task. Kanishka, thank you so much for talking to us.
Richard, it's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Kanishka Raphael is the new incoming Sydney Anglican Archbishop.